The first two, actions that lead to enlightenment, actions that lead to liberation, are supramundane paths. These are correct spiritual paths. So these are the only two correct paths. And there are many levels of these correct paths corresponding to the many levels of spiritual attainment explained in the teachings on the stages of the path, the Lam Rim. Traditionally, the first of these is strong reliance on our spiritual guide. We say, the path begins with strong reliance on my kind teacher, source of all good. This is the first spiritual path that is a correct path that is leading to liberation and enlightenment. The remaining five paths listed by Chandrakirti are all mundane paths. This means they're not spiritual, they're worldly. And they're incorrect paths that lead to states of suffering. Okay? They're also called contaminated actions. Why? Because they're motivated or contaminated by the inner poisons of self-cherishing and self-grasping ignorance. Self-cherishing ignorance, self-grasping ignorance, they're both ignorance. Self-cherishing is ignorance, self-grasping is ignorance. Self-grasping misunderstands the actual nature of things. Self-cherishing believes that we are supremely important and our wishes and so forth are supremely important and neglects other living beings. These two ignorances contaminate all of the actions that lead to human rebirth, God rebirth, animal rebirth, and so forth. Poison. Even virtuous actions motivated by ignorance that lead to a human rebirth are contaminated actions. So, in our previous lives, we've engaged in moral discipline. We've restrained ourselves from negative actions such as killing, cheating, lying, sexual misconduct, all these negative actions. We've stopped in the past all these negative actions for a while. We've practiced generosity, and these actions have given rise to this human life. They're virtuous, they give rise to the happiness of human life, the temporary happiness of human life. But still, they're contaminated by this poison. What does that mean? It means that we know our human life isn't perfect. A human life is not free from pain and suffering. Compared to many other types of existence we could take, this human life is very useful. But in itself is a true suffering. In itself, it's just a problem. So, engaging in actions like this, which are virtuous, but pervaded by self-grasping ignorance, is an incorrect path. So how do we do that? For example, if you are engaging in moral discipline, maybe you've taken a vow. Many people take a vow not to kill, not to steal. That was the one I missed, the stealing. Not to kill, not to steal. Okay, you made this vow, I will not kill, I will not steal. At that time, we're grasping very strongly at I will not kill, I will not steal. This means that action, which is virtuous, is poisoned by this contamination of ignorance. It's so important we understand this. It's not good enough. If we want to experience real happiness, we really want to be permanently free from all types of suffering and problem, we've got to engage in uncontaminated actions. We have to engage in actions that are free from ignorance. What does that mean? It means we've got to engage in virtuous actions which are motivated by wisdom. So how do we get that? How do we get that wisdom? If we use our human rebirth right now for spiritual practice, it will become very meaningful life. But otherwise, its nature is just suffering. It's a manifestation of the poisonous mind of self-grasping. That's what our human life is. This body, which rots and gives us so much trouble, is a manifestation of the poisonous mind of ignorance. Okay? But we've got an opportunity. While we're human, we can listen to teachings. We can understand how to meditate. We We can make decisions about how to practice. We can use this opportunity. Even though it's contaminated, we can use it. We can still use this chance that we have right now to make some spiritual progress by dedicating ourselves to correct spiritual paths.